Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey, Jr. And now, the rest of the story. Harley was a daydreamer. And much to the consternation of his wife, the condition was most apparent Sunday mornings in church. And one Sunday morning in particular, Harley appeared to doze. The missus gently elbowed him in the ribs. Harley said he was thinking about something. He said he was searching his mind for the perfect name. And that is indeed what Harley was doing, but this is the rest of the story. Harley's factory was just then manufacturing a new product. It had been invented right there in the plant. By mistake. Somebody forgot to turn off one of the machines, and when the error was discovered, so was this remarkable, saleable result. Yet though the product's discovery was accidental, its name must be chosen deliberately. For as Harley knew well, effective advertising and merchandising was requisite even for the finest merchandise. But a name refused to come. Harley recorded pages of suggestions from business associates and friends and family, yet none seemed completely satisfactory. None seemed to say it all. He frowned as he read and reread the list of prospective names, then decided if he were ever going to choose one, he must first eliminate the obviously unpromising ones. So he did. He selected what appeared to be the best choices and wrote them down on a clean sheet of paper. Still, none was more attractive than it had been in the first place. 2 weeks passed, and Harley's fretting grew to deeper concern. Prospective names distracted him during the daytime and paraded monotonously through his brain while he slept. And yet among them, the right one was utterly absent. So there was Harley, sitting in church that Sunday, exhausted from a fortnight of fitful sleep, tormented by the certainty that the absolutely right name for his product was out there somewhere, hiding behind the others. So preoccupied was Harley that he remained standing after the hymn singing. I mean, the rest of the congregation had sat down, and Harley was still on his feet, staring vacantly, drawing suppressed chuckles from the brethren, until his wife tugged sharply on his coat. Then Harley, embarrassed, sat down in the pew, and then the minister opened his Bible. The text for today, said the preacher, is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 45, verse 8, which he then read aloud. And as he did, Harley's eyes grew wide. There it was, the name for which he had so fervently searched, issuing forth down the corridors of time from the mouth of King David himself. In his elation, Harley leaped to his feet and ran out the door. The name for his new soap had been chosen, as it would remain forevermore. Because of a factory attendant's oversight, a mixing vat had been left running too long. That's how the soap was invented. That's what got the air bubbles in it. That's what made it float. It floats became its slogan, but here's how it got its name. Because Harley Proctor happened to be in church that Sunday, he was there to hear the pastor read about the palaces in the book of Psalms. The palaces of ivory. And now, you know the rest of the story.